Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Five.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I got my Bali juice. I'm at Hoover's in Altamont Springs, and we are live for the next hour here at Hoover's Market, one of the best health food stores in the entire Orlando metro area, one of the places I came to first when I began hanging out a lot in Orlando. And we're going to hear what Hoover's is all about in a little while with Kathy Hoover. But this hour, it's Wednesday, so you know it's outside the box. Ty Bollinger is going to take over with Super D a little later. But we're going to crank it up with a natural news story here. We have it linked up through the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and it relates to, how evidence-based medicine is evidence-based medicine, particularly the medical community, the doctors that like to give you what? Prescription drugs. They prescribe for you these drugs. They say it's based on science. It's approved by the FDA. But how science-based is it ultimately? And this is going to shock you. Super Don, are you sitting down? Are you ready to hear how science-based, how evidence-based it isn't? The prescription drugs that doctors are doing all the time.
Sure. Lay it on me. What is it?
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. It's more than 600 million prescriptions are written each year that are backed by no scientific evidence at all.
You're not talking off-label, are you?
Yes, you said it, off-label, absolutely off-label. That's what we're talking about here. And you know how it is, like Dr. Oz, Mehmet Oz has the Dr. Oz show, and he's got a lot of doctors that are attacking him, that some of which are convicted felons and frauds themselves, interestingly enough. And they're attacking Dr. Oz because they're saying he's not promoting or talking about science-based medicine. And the question is, what about the other 600 million prescriptions being written each year backed by what? Little or nothing, in fact. When they go off-label, there is no scientific evidence to support what they are doing. Now, listen, I support a doctor's ability to make a decision, work with a patient, and say, let's try something. That's not what I'm arguing against. But to claim that that kind of prescription is backed by science, that the FDA even knows what those drugs are doing in those situations, it does not. Absolutely it doesn't. So we are now really in a quandary, or there's a conundrum for those who like to claim that they are backed by the medical establishment, the scientific establishment. They can go to the NIH, the FDA, and point and say, okay, it's one thing if the clinical trial showed statistical significance in a particular use for a particular drug or synthetic patent medicine. I may disagree with the use of it, but there you go. You can say it's backed by science. However, when these doctors are prescribing more than 600 million different drugs or prescriptions, if you will. It's not backed by the science at all. And so what are you going to do then? I mean, how are they going to stand up to this kind of scrutiny? Because Super Don, you know, Mike Adams, a health ranger, we're doing it everywhere else, starting to call them out on their hypocrisy when they're saying that people that aren't doctors aren't really scientists, they aren't really healers, when the reality is, if all you're doing is prescribing synthetic pharmaceuticals to suppress symptoms that are manifesting because the body is somehow malfunctioning, you're not a healer at all. You're a symptom suppressor. You're a drug pusher. And maybe it's reasonable to get people out of a crisis. I don't argue against that. But as the entire basis for what they call scientific medical monopoly medicine, it's pretty darn lacking. It's pretty embarrassing. And no, I think that's where we stand today as we open up the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm in a place where there's real science, there's real nutrition, there's real medicine. It's called food. It's called herbs. It's called the plants of creation. And that's why I'm at Hoover's Market today and going to be lecturing after the first hour of the show here.
Yeah, well, you know, that food, that's old technology. You know, that is so, you know, like 100 years ago. You got to get with the program, right?
You know, said food is old technology? I think that's not technology at all.
Yeah, well, you know, well somebody had to make it and invent it. Anyway, you know, what you're dealing with here is that double standard, that off-label thing. And you know, that's burned me for years. I hate that because it's such a double standard. But, you know, the interesting part about this is, you know, what I want to do, real quick, I'm going to take a deep breath here.
Okay.
I want to follow up on where we left off yesterday. If you recall,
well, you were pretty hot under the collar yesterday because, like I said, we can only take so much of these people attacking our friends, our natural healing friends and buddies out there, including, you know, sometimes they come after us. But how legitimate are their attacks? I guess it's now time to turn the tables on what we call the bad guys, but they might say they're the good guys. They're called the skeptics, right? They call themselves the skeptics?
Yeah, and I mean, it's very complex. We could do a whole week of shows on this particular topic, but they want you to attack them, okay? That's the playing field they like. You know, if you recall yesterday, I made a statement about David Gorski, you know, and him among others, and I said something that really you reacted to. I said, they're not a doctor.
Yeah. What was that all about? What do you mean? I thought they were doctors, even though they were poisoning people, but they were doctors. No?
No. You know, what they are, and this is just my opinion, but they wear a doctor costume.
Okay.
And they play the part, but the guise of a doctor, all that is just a convenient and effective vehicle for somebody who is a serious narcissist. Okay. It's a means to an end. The explanation for that statement is something that I will, you know, I'll get to the narcissism thing another day, because what I want to focus on and point out right now is how this is a perfect example when we're talking about this prescription thing of how these self-indulgent, these self-proclaimed, you know, like demigods, you know, is what they think they are. They're not what they want you to perceive them to be. They like to call themselves skeptics, okay?
Right, right.
But in reality, what they are is a pseudo-skeptic, okay? The reason for that is, and we talked about this the other day, how one of the more common lines in that a pseudo-skeptic will throw at you, especially when we're talking about the vaccines.
Right.
David Gorski, he has this blog, okay?
Okay.
One of the more common lines that you will hear him throw at you when you try and do something there is talking about how you are claiming anecdotal evidence, right?
Oh, you observe something, it happens, it's an anecdote. Like somebody was sick, they did an herb, they got well, it's not real, it's not scientific, it's anecdotal. But again, I come back and point out, and the article we have linked, that the doctors that are prescribing off-label and claiming that it's working, it's purely anecdotal. So what are you going to say? They're not scientific either.
That's the point that, you know, that you have to make there, is that they say it's unreliable. And they might even go as far as saying that anecdotal evidence is just completely worthless. How many times we hear this over the last weeks of the media sharks circling in the water around the parents who were just questioning whether vaccines were just maybe even safe? You know, my son, my daughter had a reaction. Oh, no, sorry. That's anecdotal. You can't prove it. And, of course, in this situation, what comes right after that is the statement, correlation is not causation. And we won't get into that particular thing either, because like I said, we could talk about this forever, but
yes.
Listen, here's the thing. Let's stick to the anecdotal evidence topic, because if you think about it, if you're prescribing a drug for an off-label use, in order to do that, you would basically be violating two rules of that nerdy navel gazers club that they started off in somebody's mom's basement, like Fight Club.
Right.
So I think they probably call it Right Club. You know, we're right.
Yeah, we're right, you're wrong. Which two rules are they violating?
Two things. They just violated there. And I don't care if it's something you heard of or somebody told you about this particular drug. It's anecdotal. You have violated the thing that you throw at everybody else when they try to have their anecdote. Mm-hmm. You're being a hypocrite. You know, by definition of your standard, that's anecdotal. And secondly,
well, Super Don, I mean, listen, this is really an important point because we're all about the freedom to heal, the freedom to choose different things. And if we don't agree with the thing, you know, we don't have to attack the people per se. We could say, listen, this is why, but there's not a rational thing that when they just yell at you this way. But you're pointing out a very important point of this discussion, so that concept of anecdotal.
Mm-hmm. Although there is an excuse for it. And you know, but secondly, listen, the core commandment that these guys live by is evidence-based medicine. Well, there's no evidence based off label unapproved by the FDA use of a drug. It doesn't exist.
Yeah. But so they're violating that. Yeah.
How do they get away with that? Well, they get away with it because you have to remember these guys are the ones that wrote the rules years ago about how this works. There's always an exception to the rule for these guys that will explain the behavior that on face value is contradictory to what it is that they shut down everybody else's, you know, shove it down everybody else's throat because they're a doctor. They have these super special powers and privileges to break those rules. Well, look, I'm sorry. They're not actually breaking the rules. They're making an educated judgment call, you know, and it's based on this presumption that they are so highly skilled and educated and experienced that they will be right in, you know, the safety and the efficacy of a drug, whether it's approved by the FDA or not.
Yeah, and far be it for me, Super Don, to point out that there is no evidence-based discussion or evidence-based revelation that any human or animal suffers from a drug deficiency disease.
Well, yeah. Well, listen, it's flawed from the beginning. I mean, if we're going to go with logic, listen, I mean, if you're taking a drug and the drug makes you have a headache or give you diarrhea or something like that, your body is saying, no, this is wrong. And if you're going to insist on giving that to them in the hopes that the side effect won't kill them, where is the logic in that? I mean, from the get-go, you're doing something wrong, right?
Sure. No, I mean, their emphasis, their basis, of course, we know it's an economic model. But I think, Super Don, you're actually on fire on this subject, and it's fascinating that you have dug so deeply into this, and we're only scratching the surface, and I know because we're live here at Hoover's, we don't have time to go into all of it, but there's a lot of exciting things going on behind the scenes to kind of defend those who are doing right by their observations, because healing ultimately is about healing. It's about getting well. And many people are coming to places like Hoover's Market in Altamont Springs to get their bodies back in functional, working order. How are they doing that? They're observing what's working in their body after they've come in here before it didn't work. Now that now coming in here, it's working. We'll talk about that. We've got Kathy Hoover from Hoover's talking about the story here. If you make it to the Orlando area, I'm going to be lecturing tonight after the first hour of the show. And TMB takes over with Super D after that.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 1-800-237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, broadcasting live from Hoover's Market in Altamont Springs, Florida, north of Orlando, just by a bit. It's in the metro area. Great health food store, Hoover's. One of the first places I came to when I started hanging out a lot in the Orlando metro area. We got our organic produce here. We bought some raw, real milk here, of course, just for animals, because that's what they say in Florida it's only allowed for. But joining me now to tell us about the backstory of why Hoover's is so special is Kathy Hoover. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Kathy, and thanks for hosting us.
Well, thank you for having us. We're glad to have you here.
It's great. And tonight we're going to be doing a lecture after the first hour of the show on gastrointestinal health, GI health. And I understand, you know, you're really committed to this community because you do a lot of education here. That's one of the things that makes Hoover's special.
Well, 43 years ago, my father-in-law, who was an OBGYN, came to Orlando and felt like it was lacking in a place to send his patients so they could really learn about healthy living.
Right.
My mother-in-law was previously a nurse. He set her up here, and that was the beginning.
And so you had an allopathic background, too. My family was doctors and pharmacy guys, right? And to do what we do today, obviously, we had to really acknowledge the power of natural health and healing.
Absolutely.
Which is a little bit different from the allopathic doctoring, right?
Well, and my husband and his brothers are both physicians, and they're very committed to really presenting and educating people so that they stay healthy. Mm-hmm. That they gain health through what they eat, how they live, when they need supplements. And so they're highly invested. We have a program where we send out prescription pads for different physicians in the area, and we try to train and educate and send them to as many things as we can so that they know what to help their patients with.
It's a new generation of doctoring, isn't it?
It is.
They're realizing And, you know, we called out in the first segment, there are still some that, like, attack Dr. Oz and things because he's not evidence. And we're calling them out, those people that are trying to attack the docs that are integrating and doing more natural things and saying they're not being unscientific, but those standards of science are not even being met by anybody in the medical profession based on what's happening.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we research what we carry here. Mm-hmm. We try to look where it's sourced. What we want to offer our customer base is the very best mm-hmm. that's out there, the most local. We know our farmers. And so we just try to go the extra step, because if we aren't doing that, then we don't need to be here.
Yeah, well, exactly. And, you know, I'm looking at your produce section, all organic. You don't have to question it, right? And as you say, a lot of local farmers you've accessed in making sure that that's a big
Absolutely.
Part of the growing, let's say, local economy that
Absolutely.
Needs to happen. I feel like we all need to be growing something, quite honestly, too.
Well, and we have done several lectures on helping people learn how to farm themselves. We carry heritage, organic seeds. We even our traffic car stops mm-hmm. so that they don't go too far are organic farming beds. And we let people go out there and they can go by and snip off a piece of spearmint or something to somebody harvested the kale and took it home that we just finished growing.
Right.
So we're constantly trying to, we offer them our produce from the deli that is composted so that they can enrich their gardens.
Mm-hmm.
So we're constantly trying to, you know, teach a healthy lifestyle. What does that entail?
Right. Well, and that's why what I felt was special the first time I walked into Hoover's a number of years ago was that you were committed to a different level of interaction with the community. It wasn't just about, hey, let's open up a pill shop and sell things. It was really about an investment in teaching people how to heal, even. Dare I say that? How to heal, right? But in truth, that's the commitment I feel from your family.
Well, we have on our staff, we have a master herbalist. We have a exercise physiologist that has specialties in nutrition. We have an RN who has a nutrition background. So we've kind of stepped beyond the norm because we really want to educate our staff. If you come into our store and you want something for your gastric GI or mm-hmm. this or that, we're going to end up walking you through the store because healing often involves what you are eating.
Right.
You know, how you're living your lifestyle. So we spend as much time in the produce section as we do
in the supplemental
section.
It's a beautiful thing. And Kathy, I appreciate you so much again hosting us here tonight.
Thank you so much for coming.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate it.
And looking forward to lecturing for your big crowd tonight coming.
We look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Hooversmarket.com. Check it out there online. We have it linked up at robertscottbell.com. We come back. The WHO is warning us about superbugs. No, not Roger Daltrey, the World Health Organization. Why can't the doctors figure this out? We can, and we're going to do it next.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We are definitely rocking it out here at Hoover's Market in Altamont Springs, north of Orlando, and welcome you down to the store, because after this hour, I'm gonna unplug and let Super D and TMB take over and go outside the box without me, because I've got a lecture here. So come on down and learn about GI health, and I'm going to bring the power to heal back where it belongs. That's what I do, and it's with you. All right, Super D, we got super bugs. That's not the super thing we like, right? When's the next Marvel superhero story coming out? Are they fighting super bugs or super machines?
You know, they're coming out with all kinds of them. My son keeps calling me because he's a big comic book fan, and you know, just that's the big thing right now. But, yeah, listen, the super bugs, gosh, we've been talking about super bugs for so many years, and it's like, come on, guys. We've already told you. I mean, look, we have archives at GCN. You can just go listen. We've told you how to take care of this. And what do they do?
Sure, we did.
They keep doing this thing that was described as the definition of insanity.
Yes, they are bonking their antibiotic heads onto antibiotic walls, and they're running out of ability to manage these diseases for which there are not evidence of an antibiotic deficiency. And these superbugs are developing and have developed almost from the inception of antibiotics because nature always finds a way. Nature does not tolerate the arrogance of man for long. And in the guise of antibiotic drugs, soon after they were introduced in the 20th century, there was evidence of resistance to those very drugs. So it's not new. We're talking 50, 60, 70 years of knowledge or more here at this point. And here we are with another news update. Most countries woefully unprepared to fight resistant superbugs. That's according to the World Health Organization. Now, it says here that only 34 countries have national plans to fight the global threat of antibiotic resistance, meaning that few are prepared to tackle superbug infections, which put even basic health care at risk. So you go into a hospital, right? God forbid, we don't want you to have to go there. But you go in for something, they do a procedure. Normally you're out, but oh my gosh, you acquired something they call a nosocomial infection that is acquired within a hospital setting. And that bug happens to be, because it's been exposed to every antibiotic under the sun, resistant to every one of them. And suddenly now your life is at risk. You might have gone in for a minor procedure, and it's partly due, and we've covered this, the shared relationship and the shared responsibility of patients who demand doctors write them prescriptions for antibiotics, even when it's inappropriate. But ultimately, the doctors have to be the gatekeepers to say, no, I will not. You do not have a bacterial infection. There is no reason. Now, let's say we got that under control. We're still not out of the woods, because a lot of the antibiotics are not happening because you're taking them on purpose. You're actually eating them if you're eating factory-farmed animals. Yes, that's right. The antibiotics that are used to fatten these animals up for slaughter, bringing them to market faster, getting more price per, because you have more pounds, water weight and toxic weight, you fatten them up. And there you're also getting the antibiotics in your diet. And so your gut ecology is interacting with them. So anything that goes awry, now suddenly if you have to rely on those antibiotic drugs, they will not work for you. This is not rocket science. However, what is apparently rocket science for these medical doctors that are not awake, aware, and alive yet and haven't come to Hoover's to recognize we've got a lot of things to modulate the immune system is that we have something called the law of the terrain. That is, the terrain, the milieu, the environment determines health or disease, not the pathogen. And that when you recognize this, you change the terrain, you change the environment back to health, and then you find that bugs and superbugs alike cannot grow in that healthy, vital, balanced terrain. The healthy organic soil, for instance, teeming with millions of microbiological life forms, none of which are pathogenic unless that soil becomes polluted. Suddenly now you have the rise of different species. They weren't even caught. They didn't even float in. It's called pleomorphism, the changing of a bug to a different kind of bug given a different kind of environment. But that's not a concept that is taught in allopathic Western medical schools. So they are still under the guise that we have a war on. You've heard about the war on terror? The war on terror started long before 9/11. The war on terror is a medical war on microbes. And they believe that your gut is just getting ready. The things in it are going to get ready, take over, and wipe you out. And so they have to use napalm, antibiotic drugs, chemotherapy drugs to kill things. But the side effect, if you will, is a direct effect. It's a toxic effect on the body. And it gives rise to adaptations of these microbes for survival. And they call them superbugs. Now, the good news here, if you're a longtime listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you already know at least partly where I'm going. The good news is that these superbugs are no more super than the regular bugs when it comes to the methods used in the botanical and natural world to counter them. What was it that recently, Superdon, do you remember they found this ancient formula like from the Middle Ages and they brought it back out and tested it against MRSA and it worked? There was no MRSA back then.
No, and it was like onions and something else or whatever like that, and it killed it.
Yeah, exactly. So the point is, these bugs have made specific genetic expression adaptations to eat the antibiotics that used to kill it. They eat them for lunch now. What do we utilize? Of course, we restore the health of the terrain. That's what I'm going to talk about with gastrointestinal healing tonight after I'm off the show. But we utilize things like, well, silver. In the family of colloidal silver, I utilize bioactive silver hydrosol. And it is so efficient, if you can deliver it where it needs to go efficiently enough, frequently enough, you can outpace at microgram dosages any antibiotic in the world at gram dosages without the side effects, the damage, like throwing napalm into your gut. And we have access to that. However, our beloved FDA, which does not appreciate freedom of speech when it comes to natural healing, would not allow a maker of silver hydrosol to actually say what I'm telling you, because I'm not selling anything. And that is that silver is the most powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial substance on the planet. It stops viral replication. It eradicates the ability of a bacteria to reproduce. And, of course, it works against fungal species. And we've seen that it works even faster against things like MRSA and superbugs, because they have an adaptation not to silver, nor will I imagine that they ever will, because they've been around ever since silver's been around pretty much. But they made an adaptation again for the drug. So they're no stronger in reality, but they're sold as superbugs because they're super to the drugs that they want to keep selling you. So what are they doing in modern pharmaceutical medicine? They're taking silver nanoparticles, they're engineering them into the antibiotic drugs that no longer work, and then they're saying, look, our antibiotics work again, okay? Weigh this out, folks. They didn't work, we added silver to them, then they work. Do you think that it might be the silver and not the antibiotic? But if they acknowledge silver, and you don't need the antibiotic drug that's synthetic and patented, then the profitability is sucked right out of that industry, which needs to make billions and billions, and it's never enough. And they have a monopoly over the disease claims of addressing infection. You can come into a health food store like Hoover's. They're not going to tell you that silver kills infections because they're not allowed. Freedom of speech doesn't exist for natural healing supplements. But the reality is, like you said, Super Don, anecdotally, it's not backed by science, even though the peer-reviewed literature is rife with all kinds of evidence that silver is used as an antimicrobial in the medical world. Just go to a burn care center, a Shriners hospital, and find out that they're using a silver-based drug topically to stop infection, to help regenerate tissue. And it's a silver-based drug known as silvadine. So, superbugs, we're not worried. We know how to deal with them. And as a homeopath, I also have dealt with these things with industry standard, if I can call it, homeopathic medicines that have been used for over 200 years as well. But what we want to do is modulate immunity, support the immune system. We don't need to throw gasoline on a fire and say, well, we've burned up the patient, there's no more infection, but there's no more patient. That's not a good plan, in my humble opinion. Super Don, do you concur?
Yeah, I would have to concur on that.
I didn't leave a lot of room for David Gorski in there, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's fine. Oh, yeah. Listen, no. There's no rush. I mean, we're taking our time. This is a learning experience. It's not an attack. I mean, am I being kind of snarky? Yeah,
a little
does he deserve
snarky,
it?
But
yeah, he does. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're dealing with a paradigm, aren't we? I mean, it is this idea that the only thing that can work is studied, it's peer-reviewed, it's double-blind, placebo-controlled, crossover, multi-centered trials, of course. Dr. Batar has talked about that for years. And then we realize that, again, the medical profession is not even using that information.
You know, and this debate between, you know, what they call themselves, the skeptics, and then the people that want to try other things, you are so right about the paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as I'm looking through this and seeing it, I mean, these people that call themselves skeptics, they're like crazy radical right-wing, you know, people, and then you've got the other side, and neither side is ever going to agree with each other. It's an ongoing thing that will never end. And that's not what this is about. This isn't about a debate about vaccines or GMOs or any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. This is a debate about honesty.
Yeah.
It's a debate about transparency. It's a debate about being a decent human being and getting along. Mm-hmm. And they don't have a leg to stand on in that debate.
No, they don't. And of course, we always can go back to the FDA and rely upon them to save us, because they've just released a new treatment. They've approved a new treatment for double chins. Yep.
Hey.
The U.S. FDA today approved a drug, and it's a deoxycholic acid, a treatment for adults with double chins, basically.
Double chin. Yeah.
Submental fat, they call it. And, you know, no discussion of food and toxicity and the wrong kind of fats like hydrogenated fats and oils, and recognizing that good healthy fats, even healthy saturated fats like coconut oil, can actually help you speed metabolism and lose weight and lose the double chin. But no, it has to be an FDA-approved toxic drug that's going to get rid of a double chin. This is just absolutely incredible, but that's why we have an FDA.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the shot that you can inject to get rid of a pseudo-skeptic.
Oh, no. That's right. Yeah, well, you are on, I hesitate to say the word warpath, but you were really calling him out. Hey, good news. The Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, has just received an award. Is it a Sesame Street Award? What is that, Super Don?
Yeah, if you go to the website, robertscottbell.com, we actually got a bootleg video of his acceptance speech. He actually is the winner of the Sesame Street Child Vaccination Propaganda Award.
I didn't know there was such an award.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If you go there, we have it linked up. You can also go to our YouTube channel, RS Bell Media channel on YouTube. You can follow us on Twitter, at RS Bell Media. We're here tonight at Hoover's. I'm going to be here long after I get off the air because I'm going to be lecturing on GI health and the immune system. And Super Don's going to take over with TMB, Ty Bollinger, and go outside the box without me. Oh, my gosh. And Aaron from Health Nut News is also going to join with a story about Elmo and getting banned from Facebook. Did Elmo get banned or did she get banned? And what could she have done to get banned? She's such a nice lady. I can't imagine. We'll have to find out. Stick around. We've got one more segment here at Hoover's before my lecture begins and TMB starts it up and goes outside the box with Super D. RobertScottBell.com, rocking the health world like nowhere else in broadcast media. Thank you for being here. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Back after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, Chase Superdon is blasting out the pictures live from Hoover's tonight. I got a picture of me with my favorite drink. It's a Bollig juice. And if you want to know what's in it, it's really cool. I've one of my favorite juices over the years has been the carrot-apple-ginger combination. And when I first came to Hoover's, I saw that they had a carrot-apple-ginger, and then they threw a twist in there. They threw mint, fresh organic peppermint. And I was like, well, I got to try that. It's actually really good. And so anytime I come to Hoover's, I get a Bollig juice, my favorite. Anyway, all right, Super Don, you ready for TMB and you to take it from the top this hour, next hour?
Yeah, we're gonna be covering some cool stories. I think we might even talk a little more David Gorski.
Okay, definitely.
I mean, we got some cool stuff to talk about, including stuff going on in Baltimore.
Ooh, yeah, that's right. The Baltimore events are going on. Also, in the show notes at robertscadbell.com, you can see where we're going to be tonight at Hoover's. We've got another event in Naples, Florida at Food and Thought, the 15th of May, with Ty Bollinger and me and Sayer G from Green Med Info. We've got Autism One in Chicago, May 20th through 24th. And later in June, we have the International Association of Colon Hydrotherapists up in Nashville, Tennessee. And if more are upcoming, we'll let you know. Just keep checking with us at robertscadbell.com. Now, big concern for our friends in California, IA, SB 277. I don't know if you're familiar with it here at Hoover's. Hopefully we don't ever have to deal with it in Florida. But in California, let's just be honest about it. The Democrats control California, and they're trying to push through a bill, SB 277, that would eliminate all religious and philosophical exemptions to vaccination. In other words, if this bill becomes law, you have a religious or philosophical opposition for even one of the vaccines, even a minor schedule shifts, much less a complete and total, I don't want vaccines for my kids, you're out of luck. The only thing you have as an option is to homeschool. They won't even let you go to private school if this thing passes through. What are they thinking? What are they thinking? They've already passed the Education Committee. I think it's in the Judicial Committee. They may rubber stamp it. My good friend John Rappaport has an article about it, and right now you can see it at robertscatbell.com and review it. I mean, listen, the Supreme Court has already said that vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. Whether you want to take the risk with your child or not, that's your choice. But to force it, to mandate it, to completely eliminate your ability to have a religious opposition to it, that is a stunning, stunning attack on what is remaining of individual liberty here in this country, medical or health freedom. This is like the ultimate assault at this point. And so California is in the midst of this battle, and I don't know which way it's going to go. I know they're fighting hard to prevent it, but how it even got past some of these committees. Now, this also says, from a political healing standpoint, if you think the Hegelian dialectic is not real, where the two sides play each off of each other, but they're really creating a synthesis of each other, and they keep doing the same things to us all, look at that. The perception out there in the world, in the talk radio world, is that Republicans are for corporations, Democrats for the little people. But it's all confusing. If they're in politics, for the most part, whoever buys them, they go with it. And right now we're seeing that the pharmaceutical industrial complex has made tremendous inroads into California for this bill to even be considered, much less making its way, looking to sail through the Senate and then be signed into law by Governor Brown, who used to be kind of don't trust the corporations, but now they're all embracing these corporations, even though there is no liability. If you take these vaccines and you are harmed or your child is harmed, you can't sue the vaccine maker. You have to go into an unconstitutional kangaroo vaccine court and plead your case, and hopefully you'll get some level of compensation. But we're meeting more and more children who have been vaccinated into the autism spectrum who haven't been able to find a way out and may not have known even that there's a national vaccine injury compensation court that they have to go through, that they cannot go directly for compensation from the vaccine manufacturers. So, stunning, outrageous, yes. For those of you in other parts of the country, we'll keep you up to date on whether the Congresses or Senates of those states are trying to remove exemptions so that you can make decisions about your own family, your own children's health, without being forced by politicians to accept injurious, dangerous, unavoidably unsafe injections. Super Don, you were in Oregon. Your kids are already grown. I know this is not, you don't have a dog in the fight, but it's got to be a little offensive to you as a parent. Imagine if they told you have to do this.
The dog in the fight for me is standing up for people that have the right to do it.
Yeah. Well, you guys keep fighting it. You got Health Freedom on the line in so many places. Ty Bollinger is going to be up next. He's the co-author of the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, that I wrote with him. Also, Cancer Step Outside the Box. And they are going to go outside the box next hour while I lecture here at Hoover's Market. Come on down in Altamont Springs. And we'll be back for more after the news, because you know it. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.